Good afternoon, it's 4:30 and 82 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Cody Robinson. A former teacher has been accused of sexually abusing a student. A suspect is in custody following the search for Savannah Spurlock. A new stormwater ordinance will go into effect for Moorhead residents next year. The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet began an $8.8 million road project. In sports, friends and family are remembering the life of a former UK quarterback. Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 68. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 67. Saturday, sunny with a high near 87 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 66. And Sunday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Sunny with a high near 87. A former teacher is accused of sexually abusing a student from a different school district. He resigned from the position the same day the grand jury indicted him. 50-year-old Tony Clark of Flatwoods is charged with one count of first-degree sexual abuse and one count of unlawful transaction with a minor. Clark was a teacher at Paul Blazer High School, where he taught carpentry construction. The grand jury indictment was filed in Boyd Circuit District Court July 3rd. Clark resigned that same day prior to his arrest. According to the indictment, the alleged abuse happened between April 4th and May 20th, 2019. Boyd County Commonwealth Attorney Rhonda Copley tells WSAZ the alleged victim is a student from a different school district. The indictment alleges Clark brought the minor alcohol, then had sexual contact with the child. Clark is currently out of jail on a $50,000 bond. A Texas man is going to prison after a Kentucky jury convicted him of traveling across a state line to engage in a sexual act with a person under 12. WKYT reports the U.S. Attorney's Office says Gregory Ruby of Brazoria, Texas, faces a mandatory minimum sentence of 30 years on each of the two counts he was convicted of. He could also face an additional 20 years for possessing visual depictions of minors engaging in sexual explicit conduct. Officials say Ruby communicated with an undercover agent who responded to an online post using the Whisper application. The undercover agent posed as the mother of 9 and 11-year-old daughters who was willing to let Ruby have sex with the girls. He was arrested after flying from Houston to Lexington. He also was in possession of child pornography at the time of his arrest. Elkhorn City Police say they have arrested a trio suspected of several break-ins in the community. 31-year-old Mark Marinero, 47-year-old Tabitha Potter, and 24-year-old Dion Bates are all alleged to have committed several burglaries, including stealing several items from Famine Time Ministries on June 19th. Police Chief Bobby Sexton tells Mountaintop Media that the public needs to take precautions against would-be burglars.
Also, I would encourage those residences and people around the community to get video cameras. Post signs that you have video surveillance. If you see any suspicious vehicles, call it in. Anything past the hours of business operation, it looks suspicious to us and the community. Also, our officers are instructed to, if we see any juveniles out past the curfew, to pick those juveniles up and take them home.
The items stolen from Famine Time Ministries have been returned to the church. A woman is behind bars after troopers discovered multiple drugs during a traffic stop in Flatwoods Tuesday. 30-year-old Kayla Miller was arrested after KSP officials located several grams of suspected cocaine, hallucinogenic mushrooms, several ounces of marijuana and suspected THC wax, a number of pills, and a large amount of cash. According to police, Miller is facing multiple charges, including DUI and trafficking in controlled substance. She is being held in the Greenup County Detention Center. A Greenup 911 texting service is now available in Greenup County. WMKY's Haley Stidham has more.
Call if you can, text if you can't, text to 911 service is now available in Greenup County, providing both accommodation for those with disabilities and a backup service should the network fail. The Daily Independent reports Greenup County E911 has been testing the text to 911 service since early last fall. The department released a video Sunday with information on the service, explaining if you are in an area where the service is not available, a bounce back message will be sent stating the service is not available and you must call 911. GreenUp E911 Director Buford Harley says the service is the first texting service in the community and that it has already saved the life of one individual who texted in a suicide threat. For WMKY News, I'm Haley Stidham.
Two Johnson County juveniles were found safe across county lines after rescue crews spent several hours looking for them. A 17-year-old boy with special needs and his 3-year-old cousin had been last seen on a yellow ATV near the Lawrence County line. Parents of the little girl, Keisha and Josh Campbell, tell WYMT they are thankful for everyone's help.
It means the world.
Oh, we love each and every one of these people so much, but just to see them all come out all together all at once is just overwhelming. I mean, I've got chills, I have so many emotions. Goosebumps.
Both children were reunited with their loved ones, and family members say they're thankful they're safe. A suspect is in custody following the search for missing Richmond mother Savannah Spurlock. 24-year-old David Sparks was booked into the Madison County Detention Center this morning after Kentucky State Police say investigators found human remains at a property in Garrett County in connection to the Spurlock case. Robert Purdy with the Kentucky State Police spoke with WKYT. He says people should not jump to conclusions just yet.
At this time, nothing has been located. The search may have started a few minutes ago, but no body has been located. And I know there's a lot of rumors that are floating around. And so as soon as we find something, we will make sure to let you know.
Sparks is charged with abuse of a corpse and tampering with physical evidence. Kentucky State Police did not identify the remains. Medical examiners in Frankfort will perform an autopsy. Richmond Police, Garrett County officials, and the FBI are looking into the investigation. A new stormwater ordinance will go into effect for Moorhead residents and businesses next year. City Council passed the ordinance during its regular monthly meeting this week. It's the result of a state mandate that will go into effect in 2020, which hopes of better dealing with flooding issues. Holly McGrath-Roses is the director of the Moorhead Utility Plant Board. She says part of the ordinance is a bill increase.
Right now, the fees per residence is $2 per household, and it'll be per square foot of imperviable surface. So basically, if you have blacktop or concrete, commercial facilities and industrial facilities will pay according to that. It will go into effect for the residents January 1st, and it will go into effect for the commercial industries next fiscal year.
McGrath-Roses says the ordinance has been in the works for about 10 years. Alumni Tower on the campus of Moorhead State University had to be taken offline Tuesday evening after a flood in the building's basement. Officials say it appears a chiller began leaking and power to the building has to be shut down. MSU Assistant Vice President of Communications and Marketing Jamie Hornbuckle says her office and the Office of Student Housing had to be relocated.
This week there were no camps. There were no other occupants in the building other than the two offices. Really, it was a very low impact in terms of what's going on the campus for the summer. We have Governor Scholars here in Upward Bounds, that if it were going to happen anywhere, it was in a good location.
The Office of Student Housing will temporarily relocate to the Adrian Dorn University Center, while the Office of Communications and Marketing will be set up in the Recreation Center. Hornbuckle expects the building to be back online by Monday. The bankruptcy of the Black Jewel Coal Company has left Eastern Kentucky miners unsure of the future. Harlan County Judge Executive Dan Mosley held a meeting on Monday for local miners to take action against Black Jewel. Attendees were able to report bounced checks to the Department of Labor and meet with unemployment officials and the Eastern Kentucky Concentrated Employment Program. An attorney was also in attendance to help those who want to seek legal action, but miner Quincy Adams tells WYMT he is still concerned about the effect on his family.
I'm more worried about unemployment and insurance for my kids. I've got a daughter who in 2 weeks has to have surgery on her eyes.
Governor Matt Bevin announced that an investigation into Black Jewel has been opened. More meetings will be held in Harlan, Letcher, and Perry counties. And taking a quick look at sports this afternoon, friends and family are remembering the life of a former University of Kentucky quarterback. Jared Lorenzen set school records in total offense, passing yards, and passing touchdowns during his time as a Wildcat. His funeral was yesterday after passing away last week at only 38 years old. WKYT spoke with former teammates Derek Johnson and Dougie Allen at the services.
I mean, he was a phenomenal football player. We all know that. But the way that he left for other people, I think, is what people will remember most about him.
You know, Jared has always had a way of bringing people together. So I think for a lot of us, it reminds us that, you know, sometimes we got to slow down and enjoy every day.
Lorenzen will be inducted into the University of Kentucky's Athletic Hall of Fame this fall. We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The Dow Industrials rallied to a record high today, led by United Health shares after testimony by Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell this week signaled easier monetary policy that could be implemented later this month. The Dow Industrials broke above 27,000 for the first time in its history, rising 227.88, finishing at 27,088.08. And the Dow first closed above 26,000 in January of 2018, so it has been a little more than a year and a half between 26,000 and 27,000 for the blue chip average. The S&P 500 was up 6.84, finishing at a record close of 2,999.91, and the NASDAQ Composite was going the other way today compared to the broader averages, with the NASDAQ down 6.49 at 8196.04 as weakness in biotechnology stocks weighed. United Health shares, as mentioned, very strong today, surging more than 5% after the White House dropped a proposal to eliminate drug rebates. CVS was up 4.3% and Cigna was up 8% on this news. Delta Airlines was up 1.3% on better-than-expected earnings. In economic news, the U.S. Consumer Price Index, a widely followed measure of inflation, rose more than expected last month, with the core CPI posting its biggest gain in 1.5 years, but that failed to dent investors' expectations that the Fed will deliver a rate cut of at least 0.25% when they meet later this month. In the commodities markets, oil inched up barely. Of course, oil has been on a run here as of late, but today it was up only 3 cents, finishing at $60.46 a barrel. Gold was down 0.25% at $1,408.90 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were quiet, with the Stock 600 index only down 0.125%. And in Asia, most markets were up, with the Nikkei up 0.5%, and the Hang Seng up 0.8%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, Kroger was up 11 cents at $21.76. Community Trust Bank was down 5 cents at $41.28. CSX up 67 cents at $77.25. PPL Energy up 10 cents at $30.45. And Humana was up $12.32, finishing at $280.23. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Taking another brief look at your weather tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 68. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 85. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 67. Saturday, sunny with a high near 87 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 66. And Sunday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., sunny with a high near 87 degrees. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. For WMKY News, I'm Cody Robinson. Now back to All Things Considered.